Russia declares the Bible extremist. On August 17, 2017, the Vyborg City Court declared extremist the Russian version of the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures, a Bible published by Jehovah's Witnesses in numerous languages. The footnote reads, "The New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures has been published in whole or in part in over 120 languages. More than 200 million copies have been distributed." End of footnote. This decision marks the first time that the Bible has been banned in a country where the majority of its citizens claim to be Christian. In late July 2017, the Vyborg City Court resumed its hearing of the case, which had been adjourned since April 2016 to allow time for an expert study of the Bible. The judge had ruled in favor of a claim filed by the Leningrad-Finlansky transport prosecutor to appoint an expert study of whether to declare the New World Translation to be extremist. After numerous delays, the study was completed and was submitted to the court on June 22, 2017. The study concluded that the Bible is extremist literature, following the same pattern as previous court-appointed studies of the witnesses' publications by so-called experts. Expert study based on theological beliefs, not facts. To justify its conclusion, the study went so far as to claim that the New World Translation is not a Bible. By making this claim, the study attempts to circumvent the law on counteracting extremist activity, which forbids declaring extremist sacred texts such as the Bible. Yaroslav Sivolsky, a representative for the European Association of Jehovah's Christian Witnesses, stated, "For as often as Russian authorities have misapplied the law on extremism to our religious worship, now they are trying to bypass it, claiming that the New World Translation is not a Bible so that they can declare it extremist. It's just another example of how far Russian authorities will go to malign Jehovah's Witnesses." The Bible, Quran, Tanakh, and Kengur, as well as the content of these books and quotations from them, cannot be declared extremist materials. Amendment to the Russian Federation Law on Counteracting Extremist Activity, Article 3, Section 1. Special considerations when applying to religious texts, legislation of the Russian Federation on Counteracting Extremist Activity. The main pretext that the study used to support its claim that the New World Translation is not a Bible is that it renders God's personal name represented by the Tetragrammaton as Jehovah. The footnote reads, "The Tetragrammaton is the name of God in Hebrew, Yod He Wah He, transliterated as YHWH or JHVH. It appears nearly 7,000 times in the Hebrew Scriptures, commonly called the Old Testament." End of footnote. Lawyers representing Jehovah's Witnesses presented evidence to challenge this reasoning. The lawyers introduced to the court 10 other Russian Bibles that use the name Jehovah, as well as poetry by Tsvetaeva and Pushkin, and books by Kuprin, Goncharov, and Dostoevsky, and excerpts from other classic Russian literature. They also pointed to the 19th-century Russian-language Makarios Bible, produced by Orthodox translators, in which the name Jehovah occurs more than 3,500 times. Additionally, the court allowed two experts to present testimony that the New World Translation is a version of the Holy Bible. At the trial on August 9th, Professor Anatoly Baranov, a respected linguist, testified that differences in wording between the New World Translation and the Synodal Bible do not mean that the New World Translation is not a Bible. The footnote reads, "Professor Baranov is a member of the Expert Committee for Certifying Expert Linguists at the Russian Center for Judicial Expert Studies and the head of the Department of Experimental Lexicography of the Institute of the Russian Language of the Russian Academy of Sciences." End of footnote. Such differences are expected between different translations. To evaluate the accuracy of a modern Bible translation objectively, it must be compared to the original language texts in Hebrew, Aramaic, or Greek, rather than to an older translation in the same language. During the court session on August 16th, Mikhail Odintsov, a religious scholar, testified that the text of the New World Translation does not differ in substance from other Russian Bibles and that it conforms to the generally accepted Bible canon. The footnote reads, Professor Odintsov is chief specialist and member of the Academic Council of the Russian State Archive of Socio-Political History and the president of the Association of Researchers of Religion. End of footnote. Regarding the use of God's name, Mr. Odintsov confirmed that Jehovah has been used by other Russian translators, including the translators of the Synodal Bible, where the divine name occurs some 10 times. The study also claimed that the New World Translation is not a Bible because it does not expressly say that it is one. However, Mr. Odintsov explained that the words scriptures and holy scriptures are quite appropriate to describe the Bible. New World Translation hearing, another injustice targeting Jehovah's Witnesses. The Vyborg City Court's decision is not yet in force, and the New World Translation has not been added to the federal list of extremist materials. The witnesses will appeal the decision to the Leningrad Regional Court within 30 days. The decision to ban the Bible that Jehovah's Witnesses use in worship is just the latest injustice in a more than decade-long government-orchestrated campaign of persecution against them. This campaign culminated on July 17th, when Russia's Supreme Court confirmed its earlier ruling to criminalize the activity of Jehovah's Witnesses in Russia. With this latest decision in the Vyborg City Court, Russia continues its unjust persecution of the witnesses. Truth in Translation. An earlier expert study that was used to refuse importation of the New World Translation into Russia said this, "To interpret sacred texts correctly, one must have a thorough knowledge of the sacred tradition. The Orthodox Church is guided by a self-evident principle when explaining the meaning of God's Word. The Holy Scriptures must be understood within the context of the sacred tradition. According to this view, translation of the Holy Bible is subject to the primacy of church tradition." In contrast, J.D. Badoon, professor of religious studies at Northern Arizona University, evaluated the New World Translation, or NW, with seven other modern Bible translations and concluded that the NW emerges as the most accurate of the translations compared. In explaining how Jehovah's Witnesses came to produce what he regarded as the least biased of the translations, he remarked that the Jehovah's Witnesses movement really sought to reinvent Christianity from scratch. He observed that this resulted in the Jehovah's Witnesses approaching the Bible with a kind of innocence and building their system of belief and practice from the raw material of the Bible without predetermining what was to be found there. Some critics, of course, would say that the results of this process can be naive. But for Bible translation, at least, it has meant a fresh approach to the text, with far less presumption than that found in many Protestant translations. Why Jehovah's Witnesses publish the New World Translation? It is an easy-to-understand, modern-language translation from Biblical Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. It is accurate and current with the latest scholarship in Bible translation. It is free and is available in more than 120 languages in formats such as print, audio, and sign language video and at jw.org. Timeline of Russia's case against the New World Translation of the Holy Scriptures. August 17, 2017. Vyborg City Court grants the prosecutor's claim to declare the New World Translation extremist material. August 9, 2017. Vyborg City Court resumes hearing on the case examining the New World Translation. June 6, 2017. Report from Center of Sociocultural Expert Studies concludes that the New World Translation is not a Bible and is extremist literature. December 23, 2016. Supreme Court of the Russian Federation upholds lower court decisions to seize all Bibles confiscated in July 2015. April 26, 2016. Vyborg City Court orders the Center of Sociocultural Expert Studies to examine the New World Translation for signs of extremism. March 15, 2016. Based on a claim filed by the prosecutor, hearings begin in the Vyborg City Court to declare the New World Translation extremist. December 29, 2015. Arbitration Court of St. Petersburg and the Leningrad region denies witnesses' claim against illegal seizure of the Bibles. August 13, 2015. Vyborg customs officials ruled to seize all 2016 Bibles in the July 13th shipment, claiming that they may contain signs of extremism. July 14, 2015. Vyborg customs officials seize three copies of the Bible for an expert study to justify the seizure. July 13, 2015. Vyborg customs officials stop a shipment containing only Russian language copies of the New World Translation.